Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you remain standing, Pastor Penny will say that.
Please pray with me. Almighty and gracious God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have created for us. We thank you that spring has arrived and the flowers are blooming and the grass is turning green. Father, I ask now that you be with this committee, be with this council, as they discuss what goes on in the Lewistown community. Father, be with each alderman, the mayor, and all the participants that are here. Holy God, we give you thanks and we give you praise in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Be seated. All right. Clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Holly versus Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Pastel.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
Mayor Layberry.
Here. All right. Having a quorum, everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting. Do you have any additions, corrections, questions? If none, if I can have a motion to accept the minutes, please.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Clerk's report. Cindy, do you have anything for us?
No. I think it's everything's later on.
All right. Treasurer Brown, do you have anything for us?
No, not tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. We have no attorney, no engineer this evening. Anyone here, public comments or petitions? Anyone here from the public wish to speak? All right, thank you. Committee reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Sally?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Sewer, John?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Streets and alleys?
Nothing at this time.
Thank you. Brad is absent. Mr. Miller, water.
Only what's coming up later in new business.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Jim Long, anything for utilities or public buildings and grounds?
Just ongoing projects that we've had planned for a while. Nothing new.
Making progress?
Yes.
Good. All right. Tourism. Kim, you have anything?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Tiff? Sean, do you have anything?
Just let's
send
unfinished business.
Okay. And Citizens Committee, Amanda Smith. What do you have for us, Amanda Smith?
So, Cindy provided everybody just with a list of funding that we still have outstanding. I just wanted to run through that real quick. Landmark Illinois, this was for restoration of the blacksmith shop. It would put it on the most endangered buildings in Illinois and provide funding so that way we could get that building fixed up a little bit. The anticipated award date for that is April 20th. There's actually a free webinar. If anybody's interested, you can go on the website and sign up to hear if we get awarded. We still have the grant outstanding for Arnett Park. I followed up on that, even though we submitted in September. They're not planning on releasing the recipients until fall of 2022. They're just really short-staffed, so it's taking them longer. Rebuild downtown and Main Street grants, we have $603,000. And I did find out today, I did hear back, they're planning on the end of May releasing those, so hopefully here within a month or so we'll have some updates on that. Still have not heard from Western Illinois regarding funding for rehab homes in Illinois. We're still slated to get funds, but has not been released. I also have made Doug and Evan aware. Cindy had forwarded on some information about Sherry Bustos' office community project funding. I submitted, they're interested in funding us. This would be for infrastructure for water. I spoke with them on Friday, two representatives from their office. And they, I just gave a ballpark amount of what we would want. I said $4,000. There is a 20% match, so it'd be, but that's still less than what we intended to spend. Mm-hmm. I put in there that we would be interested in some of the pipes that are breaking, all of the work to the ground takes, anything to the water towers, any type of filtration system that would be needed. And they thought that was a great need and are interested in funding us. So I did, and Cindy, I just sent it to you, so I apologize for being late to the game here, but they are asking to see a letter of support from the council. So I prepared just a basic letter of support saying that this is a need in the community. You know, we would like to be considered, and I put everybody's names in it, and if you're willing to sign, I will send that in. They asked to have it by this Friday, so I can do that after the meeting.
Yeah, I'll go in and print it, so don't take off until you sign it.
Yes, and I also shared, part of my discussion from them was a lot of rural communities don't get funded. We tend to get beat out by Peoria, and there's a lot of needs in Fulton County and our area, and if they would like to see, they would certainly come down and visit.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, we'll oblige them.
Yeah. And they said, well, they may take me up on my offer. So.
All right.
Well, if you need any help, holler.
I'll have you touring around.
Very good, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for all you do.
This is wonderful. You do a great job.
Oh, thank you. This is
great. You do. We do. Thank you for everything you do.
Okay. And now when I see something, I just send it on to her. She knows more about it than I do.
I broke grants for a long time, so it's in my wheelhouse.
You're hired.
All right, thanks. All right, Christmas committee, I don't see Kenny.
Can I say something on that?
Sure.
Okay, we are going to have that spaghetti dinner down at BW the 30th. And like I say, they're going to furnish all the food and everything, and we're going to have a silent auction. So it's important that we try and get enough stuff in there for a silent auction and get people to come to support us, because this money will go toward our little Christmas program in the park, the tree. So,
mm-hmm. Is there a time?
I think they're starting at 5.
5 to 7.
Yeah, 5 to 7.
She just sent me a flyer the other day, so we'll be getting them out soon.
So I hope we have a good turnout in that and raise some money.
And Mayor, I forgot to bring up something.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking to Pastor Fran and Kendall about the dogs in the park, the music in the park. She picked up 10 pounds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And can we put maybe some signs up there or something? We have the bags.
I think the signs are ugly. I do. I think it takes from the beauty of the park. It's the owners. It's not the dogs. I mean, we need to, when we see those people with their dogs, say, hey, could you pick that up, please? I mean, there's bags right over there. I mean, we could put a sign on the bags, but I'm telling you, you can put up all signs in the world and then people don't care.
Yeah.
They just don't care. I mean, and I don't like it either.
To pick up 10 pounds. My gosh, that's
worth it. I think if they care if it said no dogs in park violations, it's $20. They forgot. I mean, that's just going extreme, but I'm saying we need to catch people and stop them.
That's the only way you're going to get their attention.
You got to stop them.
You can put a sign, but they're not going to pay attention.
Okay. I mean, we had a funeral at the church on Friday.
Yeah.
And Thursday night, I went out and cleaned up the church grounds because I didn't know if there would be children or whatever. And that's when I picked up the 10 pounds
mm-hmm.
of dog crap. That was in the church, on the church property.
Right.
Yeah.
And, weather permitting, I'd like to take my children outside for Easter Sunday for an Easter egg hunt, but I don't want to have the chance of them stepping in something. And I know several members of my church have stepped in something.
Yeah.
Is there anything that the church can do? I mean, I've I've stopped people and said, please pick up your dog's mess. And they've called me all kinds of names. Yeah. I said, no, they're not going to. And walk off.
I know. It's a societal problem.
Yeah. I took care of my neighbor. I told Kim, and I shouldn't say this, but I took care of my neighbor years ago that their dog was coming up the street crapping in my yard. And I knew who it was. I picked it all up. I cleaned it all up, put it in a plastic bag. I got enough of it. Then they weren't home. I took it down and dumped it on their porch and left a sign in that says,
there you go.
Keep your dog stuff off my porch or off my yard. I didn't have any more problems.
There you go.
If we know where they live, know who they are, then if we package it up, then we can take it back to them and say, here's your poop.
Right. I don't.
And I think a lot of the it's people that live in the apartments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think they care if you said anything. And I'm only at the church 3 days a week. And I'm not from Lewistown, so I don't know where people live.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I live in Canton, so.
But if we can give it back to them, I'd give it back to them.
But I would really like to see it stopped. I mean, I don't want to stop people from using. Walking through the church property because I want people to realize I don't want them to think we're a standoff church, that we're unfriendly or anything like that. But, you know, we're right in the center of town.
And that's only basic courtesy.
Yes.
That's pretty basic, you know.
And we had somebody complain because there was some over here by, I think it was by Collins or somewhere on the sidewalk in a couple spots.
We have had them. On the back side of the church, you know, we've got this little alcove where you can. We've had it right up by the back door of the church.
Well, that's just me.
And you know the owner sees them doing it.
I know.
That's me.
I know. Preach louder. I mean, open the windows when you're preaching. I don't know how you get to
right
these
now,
people.
I don't have any windows on the south side.
I mean, I just don't. I don't know how you get to them.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your. I really would like to.
But, I mean, I just try to be honest with
but
people.
But he made
I
the
mean,
circle. It's the perfect thing to do is if we as citizens, period, everybody in this room, you know, if we live here, if we see them do it, approach them and tell them. My wife said, you can't do that. I said, yes, you can. You could be nice, but
yes,
just say, hey.
Be nice. But, I mean, also be prepared to get poked in the nose.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
I mean, seriously.
Yes.
If somebody wants to fight for that, I guess okay, but no. Just be ready for one.
I'm ready to put up a big sign that says, God is watching you. Pick up the poop.
There you go.
You can't make a big enough sign.
Yeah, I know.
That would be good, though. That would be a good sign.
I agree with you.
Out there with their dogs are probably not sober enough to.
Right, I understand.
You know.
And that's a shame, you know, to take advantage
of. But it is a societal problem, and back in the old days, it was taken care of differently than we can take care of it now. It would have been taken care of, like Doug said, somebody that got poked in the nose or ended up in jail. But
heaven
forbid we do that nowadays, you know.
I've been called all kinds of names. That's
it is terrible. I mean,
it is. It's absolutely terrible.
I don't know if we just seen someone there, we just casually walk up and, you know, just say, you know, I really appreciate it. Or thank you for walking your, you know, walking with, thank you for picking up your dogs.
We could give you a taser and you can leave the body laying out there.
There was one lady, when I asked her to pick it up, she told me twice, no. And I said, I'm asking you, please, nicely, to please pick it up. And she goes, bitch, I'm not picking it up. And I said, well, then get your ass off of your
head. There you go.
Maybe you don't need that taser.
That's right. I mean, that's what we have to do, I guess. I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Did you say bless your heart after you
See, and we need that a little more south here. We all need to be telling people, bless your heart.
Pat them on the head, bless your heart, go on.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm sorry, I apologize for every one of them, even, you know.
Well, I'll just continue to tell people, if I see them, please take it up.
That's what we do, that's what I do.
That's all we can do.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay. Where we at? Nothing more from Christmas?
No.
Okay. Public Works, Evan Palmer, what do you have for us?
Good Well, I've been working on the budget. Guys have been patching in between Mother Nature. We currently got the west side finished up on all the flow tests as of today. And we already got to the last hydrant. Other than that, we're waiting for better weather. You know, we've had one water main leak, which has caused some main run on North Main. We got that fixed. Other than that, they've been pretty good over there, boring for the gas. So, just some potholes and fixing some alleys, and just got to get the rain out of here.
Good luck with that. And while we're talking about it, I just want everybody to know, if you get complaints about Catholic Cemetery Road, I've told Evan we're not doing any more coal patch, throw gravel in it, and the plan is to rip it up, put it back to gravel, not to keep it that way, but try to dig the ditches out and raise the road and try to make it better. I want it.
Yeah, that's a mess.
It is. It's horrible out there. But if you may hear somebody complain. I don't know. Maybe not, because everybody that lives out there, they think it needs to be gravel. So
I was just on it there the other day, and it.
That would be better than what it is, for sure.
Yeah. I got another quote coming in for that too. So
okay.
So I have a second one from Dunn Company.
Right. Okay. Anybody have any questions for Evan? All right. Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it. All right, unfinished business. We have the recycling fees. Cindy informed me. Well, why don't you just go ahead and tell them?
Oh, okay. We talked to them today over there, and they realized that the contract expired in 2016, 6 years ago. So they will be getting us a new contract, which will be a lot higher, she said. So I probably table, you guys decide if you want to table it for now until we see how much the contract's going to change.
Okay, so it'll go up.
It's going to go up.
Okay.
It didn't surprise me.
Yeah, no. They don't recycle it anyway. So.
Well, you know, I went to their website today, and their website talks about they're in Galva, they have 20 employees, they take their trucks and dump it, and they sort it. And I thought, well, okay, that sounds good. And then, but on another part of their website, it says we will not pick up on a certain day because the landfill's closed. So, I don't know.
Well, they only recycle certain parts of it.
Yeah.
Right.
All
the recycling companies do. China doesn't take our trash anymore, so that's part of it. But
Cindy, they're going to raise it. Okay, I get that. Now, will the numbers change? You know, we're paying this extra because people dropped it. Will we start where?
She wouldn't explain anything.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, right now the contract is we pay for 165.
Yeah. We could get rid of that and raise it, which is fine. Raise it, but people that don't have it shouldn't.
I don't know if they'll keep it, a certain amount, or they'll just charge us a flat rate.
They're not.
Yeah.
We asked, and she said she wouldn't give us any details. So,
okay.
Cindy was talking to her.
If she did a flat rate, if we have, let's say, 100 people on it, then we just divide that 100 into that rate and go from there.
Yeah, but right now it's $165 at $8.
Can we just turn the collection over to them? That's going to be my question.
Yeah.
Instead of us collecting it, they can collect it.
Well, the other option was, and I was talking to Becca, for how Washington does it, they have GFL? That the new what's changed to now, Washington has a contract with them, with the city. Yeah. Each person pays a certain amount, and they don't pay the city, right?
No,
they pay the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it should be.
Yeah, get us out of
it. Otherwise, we're going to have to raise our prices to collect the money.
Right.
So
maybe you guys, want me to check into that or something.
Might want to get back with them and say, let's work to get a new contract out where you guys.
But I think they pick up you guys' garbage too, right? So it's contracts, garbage, and recycling over there.
Yeah, if they want to submit a new contract, then they can put in there that they can collect the bills, because we would have to increase our prices to collect their money. Mm-hmm. So
we don't need to do their work.
We're not
so I don't know if you guys
business. Want
to consider something like that or not.
How does that work with the bins, the actual recycling bins? Do they still own those?
Mm-hmm.
So if they were
so
out.
So they just come pick them up, because that's what they do when somebody
yeah.
Cancels their, you know.
Gotcha.
They don't.
Yeah.
A lot of times the bins are here, I think. I don't know.
We bring them up here.
And it's like,
they pick them up.
Yeah. As I said, they pick them up here. I knew that, but I didn't know. I didn't know who brought them up here.
Yeah, Sandy will call us and one of us will go out and pick it up.
Yeah, I had no problem with recycling the community as long as they do it from now on. I mean, they take care of the billing and everything else. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see what I can find out.
Okay. That wouldn't hurt.
Combined thing.
That wouldn't hurt.
You know, and I don't know, because Washington is a lot bigger.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe they wouldn't consider anything like that for Lewiston since we're smaller, so I don't know.
Well, Washington's full of yuppies, you know.
I'll check into that.
All righty.
All right, well, we've discussed that, so we're going to table it until we get more information, and we'll move on. The TIF ordinance for Lewistown Mart. What do we have to do on that?
That they did, you guys voted last time what to do. So the ordinance has just had to be written up. You have to vote on the ordinance. I have to, you know, we have to sign it, and then it's in effect.
Okay.
So that's all this is.
I've seen a construction truck and trailer down there the last 2 weeks, so they must be working on the interior now. I haven't been.
Good. Good. Okay. And
so we need approval for the ordinance?
Yeah, just approve it, yeah.
River Home Repair.
Yeah.
A red Chevy pickup and a cargo trailer.
I move to approve the TIF ordinance for Lewistown Mart.
My second.
All right. Motion by Kendall, second by Jimmy. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. All right, moving on to new business. Discuss water with Jessica Witz. Is Jessica Witz here?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
What'd you like to?
So that's what I tell you. This is just how I present.
Whatever you want to tell us.
But here's your little handouts. Because I kind of go through it just to make it easier.
Thank
just
you.
From
my background, that's how I
do. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Six, zero.
You've been
busy. I'm a researcher. I apologize. Would you like? And I have one more of the houses. So just because not everyone knows who I am, Jessica Witz, formerly with Webb, but I'm a research development chemist, and my background is in biology. So recently I had pretty brown water, which everybody knows is an issue, but the good news is it settles out, right? I mean, you can pass this around if you want, and I'll get to that in a second, on why that's good news. So not everybody knows what manganese is, right? It's a naturally occurring trace element. Your body needs trace amounts of it. But once you get into a higher amount, it's toxic. Which we found this for, it can be toxic. And we found this for quite a few other elements. You know, once the research is found and presented, it changes our mindset on how we look at things, and Illinois EPA did the same. They saw that there was research being published. I have some for you in here from 2014 to show. I'll get to that in just a second, but like I said, the limit for lifetime exposure is 0.3 parts per million. The EPA in Illinois requires 0.15, which we don't meet. Everybody knows that. So on March 18th, I had really, really brown water, which is what started me into researching. I don't know, not everybody has Facebook, so I'm just going to present that's what my water looked like in my bathtub. I know everybody knows this happens, but and it sucks, but if we can work towards fixing that. March 21st, I had Evan come out and help me get my lines flushed because manganese as in itself will settle in your lines and it's going to collect on the coating. It's going to coat your lines. So anytime you have high pressure come through, you're going to pull up all that manganese and it's going to go through and you're going to have brown water. We know that we have the issue with the 0.39. It's been a 0.2. I have that printout since 2006. We've had high levels. I have that for you as well. The EPA, I did ask. I've talked to people from the EPA. I've talked to chemical engineers. But I did ask why it was just now being enforced, and we've been out of violation, or we've been in violation since 2006. And they said there was an incident. They would not comment further, but they are now looking into it, so we have a violation, so that's just part of what we have and what we do. We can't go back from that without a violation. So then I received this notice that I saw. I didn't know about it before, but they put it in the paper on January 10th in the Fulton Chopper, and I have a printout of that. It was in the paper. We did follow as we were for communication. So the first thing I want to is you have this. This is just going to tell you what manganese is, but I kind of went over that. But feel free to look through it on your own in case you're curious or ask me questions later. Just to prove I'm not blowing smoke, this is one of many research articles that I found. It's neurobehavioral function, school-aged children exposed to manganese in drinking water. And they make it real easy to see on a graph. You have this as well. It's this is just one of the graphs from the thing. But it'll show you that change in memory function, 100 parts per million, drops off significantly for children, and we're at 200 to 300. Change in motor function also drops down significantly in these school-aged children, and that is that's actually a little bit before the 100 level, which is why we have the EPA has the set number that they do. So you have those to look at. I have more if anybody ever wants to research papers to see. I do have all of those. So I guess basically to start, my first question is, what is our plan to address the violation? And how far have we gotten with that?
What is our plan to...
to address the violation of the EPA and like where we're at in that step process. Mm-hmm. Because we can't... To my knowledge, the EPA doesn't just... I work with the EPA at work, obviously, as in a chemical.
Right, right.
Once you get a violation, it's there. You know, it, even if we don't agree with the reason it came about or that it's never been in the past, it's still there, unfortunately. So, yeah, that's... My first question is, what is our... What are we going to do to try and get back in compliance?
I don't think we can get in compliance. The EPA changes their rules.
We've got 10 wells.
Correct.
3 wells are shut down because the numbers are too high coming out of those wells.
Correct.
We're at the bare minimum of using the wells, which is shutting more wells down. We're going to import water. I mean, so that's part of the issue.
Is one of those wells new? Then they put a newer one in?
Yeah, you have to ask the other one.
Yeah, we have a new well. Well 16 just put in.
Well 16.
But they're all in the same area.
Right.
They're all in
It will not change. Yeah.
Coming out of the same aquifer.
So
they're all coming out of the same mud puddle.
Is there any chance to move them?
And every well gives you a different number.
Where's Crothers
at? Some are higher, some are lower.
Where's Crothers at tonight?
There's one well that does too low.
I should have called him. I didn't even think about it.
You should have been here.
We're trying to narrow it down and use the wells that have the lowest numbers.
Right.
Hoping we can blend it and get it down. And
Evan did get it lower.
Yeah, I'm still
he's doing a good job on his end.
Yeah, but at my operating standpoint with the stuff that the city of Lewiston has to work with, I'm at a spot now where I'm just out of standstill. I don't believe I can get it any lower. If I do, then...
We don't know. We can't get any advice from anyone. If we clean a well point, or a well head, because, you know, there's going to be buildup. There's going to be... If you're going to spend $15,000 a well, and that's just an estimate, is it really going to improve the water?
Each
well head could be in a different type of soil and a different iron, different manganese percentage. I mean, it just depends on where it's at. Now, if we had sand, we wouldn't have this problem. And if we was anywhere but Illinois, we wouldn't have this problem. This is a thing of, this is a kind of a problem of Illinois. It doesn't matter where you're at.
I looked it up that no other town in Fulton County, anyways, has the issue. So.
Well, there's other counties.
I know there are other counties.
I can tell you they do. I used to take care of the water. I'm not even going to say it because I don't want the EPA on that. There's rust in all water. There's a filtration system there, and rust still gets through the filtration system. The way they flush the hydrants there is a way to clear the lines of that, okay? The way we flush hydrants here, there is no way to clear the lines of it because the system is, how old, Evan? 18 what?
1888.
Yes. 1888.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, we'd love to replace everything. We'd love to put a filter on it. We just lack money.
There's a lot of dependency on what types of pipe you have in your house.
Yeah. But
there's all kinds of dependency. And of course, I mean, it's just...
Well, if you're coming to your house, what's it made of? I mean, from the main... You're right. Coming right off the main line.
I'm right off the main line, yeah. I'm not...
And they're getting the freshest water we got.
Yeah. The iron and stuff is held in suspension until you heat it in your water heater, then it's going to fall out in your water. That's why we end up replacing so many water heaters. I've been here 50 years, and I've replaced, I'm on my fourth water heater just because of the iron content in the water system itself.
I mean,
I've got, and I've read enough that it's the reason I spent the money. I built a new house. After the fire, and I put, at that time, a $2,500 reverse osmosis, water softener, and old house filters.
Yeah, you have to have multiple because, depending on the state of the manganese, if it's in sort of tapeworm or not, right?
We didn't have, and we still would have ground water once in a while.
Yeah.
And the wife would just say, well, I'm not washing today, I'll wait until tomorrow.
You know, manganese is found in foods.
It's in multivitamins.
And it's also in multivitamins. I mean, I think you're worrying about something way too much here. I just...
Well, how many complaints have we turned in?
I mean, you get complaints about dirty water, but I don't think anyone's ever been harmed here from the water since 1880. I mean...
I don't know that you can prove that, though, because, like I said, in the research...
No, I'm not going to sit and throw papers down. I'm throwing common sense at you. Nobody's getting sick.
Because of my background. I mean, I'm not an idiot.
I understand what you're telling
me.
You went to school, and they told you stuff, and you memorized it, and you told it back to them, and you got good grades. I get it, but I'm saying, I think you're making a big deal out of this.
I don't agree. And I don't think everybody in Lewistown agrees with it, which is fine. We agree to disagree, which is fine. I would like to move on from that.
Move on.
But the other part of this is... We got a violation notice November 18th. The city responded December 21st. They sent back a compliance commitment agreement, which was to be signed within 30 days.
Yes.
And that was not signed.
Right. I did not sign it.
So now it's getting sent to their civil justice.
It's being sent to the Attorney General's
office. Attorney General.
Yes, there you
go. So, I'm assuming we accrue fines from that. Who pays those? Is that the taxpayers? Or?
No one's going to pay a fine.
Because the EPA doesn't just go away.
Okay.
So you're just going to ignore them and keep racking up fines?
We're dealing with the EPA. This is stuff that we do. I mean, that's what I got elected to do. I'm dealing with the EPA.
We can change the whole system.
But we
can change the whole system in this community. And we can put in a reverse osmosis system. If everybody in this community is willing to pay the price for reverse osmosis, then it can be changed. I'm not willing to pay it.
Well, there's people, there's grants, there's funding. The EPA will offer low interest loans. Get grants. Yes, you can.
Low interest, but we still have to pay for them.
We, the taxpayers, still
have to pay for them.
These grant trees,
the roots go right in our pockets.
Yeah.
We have to pay for these grants.
We applied for several grants for reverse osmosis years ago when we put in the new water tower in this community, and that to bring the new water supply back into town and stuff. Down the fairgrounds, there's a building down there. We looked into reverse osmosis at that time because we knew there was a top lot of iron. And we applied for grants. Yeah, you can get grants. You can get the money. But that's, again, what I'm saying. A low to moderate income community, there's nobody's going to pay for that system. So it's going to have to be, it's just like me. either I go buy, if I'm worried about it, I'm going to go buy drinking water, which is great for the store, or I'm going to put in the system myself, a filter myself, to take care of the problem. Because at this time, there's no way for the city to actually, I mean, we can. Evan's working on it, and I apologize for the fact that the administrator, the guy that's in charge of the water system, that signs the name on the water system, is not here tonight to answer a few questions too, and he should have been. So, I mean, but anyway, that's where we're at, truthfully. So.
The grants are never free money.
I don't ever see rust in my house. I have a whole house filter, and I have a water softener. I don't ever see rust.
I have a water softener.
It's not rust. I see manganese when I see iron, and so, yeah. And I don't think you can just dispute research articles that were published. And I mean, they just started looking into this more. Like, the articles were printed in 2014, and you can say that just because I went to school and I learned and memorize stuff, my opinion doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
Yeah.
Your opinion does matter to me. That's why I put you on the agenda to listen to you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to calm your fear a little bit. There's things that we shouldn't be afraid of, and that, I think, is one of them.
I guess the question is, what is your expectation from the city? What is your expectation? At, you know the city. You know where we're at financially and everything else. What is your expectation?
Well, one, a compliance agreement literally just stated that we're going to test, which Evan was doing. He was weekly testing, he went test. That was what the compliance agreement said. And then it said, we'll reevaluate in June. Like, they were being very lenient compared to what they could do, which is really nice. And I don't, you may not agree with the EPA or not, but so if we would have just signed that, then we would have avoided the rest of this civil that is going into with the attorney general.
You know what, why I didn't sign it? Because I'm thinking of Evan. Evan's got better things to do. He tests that water every month. He takes it to the lab in Peoria.
Yeah.
It's tested. It's good water. He does that. Then they change the rules, and they want me to just say, oh, okay.
Well, no.
Oh, okay. You can say so. We'll do it. And I'm not like that.
They just decided that they did not change the rules. It's always been a 0.15 in Illinois. They just enforced it now, which I don't know why. They just said there was an incident. But either way, I mean, if it's...
What's the incident?
If the EPA feels that it's... can be toxic, and we at 0.3 is your lifetime exposure limit, and we are right at 0.3 parts per million. So if that's our exposure limit and that's what we're getting exposed to, like, can it be, I mean, it's not to be worried about, but I think we should still let people know so that they will go get that filter system and
that's what we tell them.
More, but
that's what we tell them.
And have you, so you've looked at that's filtration systems and the wells and everything as well. And
but even if you filter it.
My expectation. What I'm going to do is I'm going to have to solve the problem myself.
That's
because
right there.
As a community, we can't afford, right, as a community, to solve the problem as a whole. At this time, we really don't have that kind of money.
Exactly. Yeah, there was, exactly. I agree with that.
There's. I mean, it depends on the pH of the water. I don't know what's at. If it's at an 8, which you can see in my water, it settles out. A filter actually works.
Yeah, that water was horrible water. Was her neighbors dirty like that?
I just went to her house.
I mean, did any of your neighbors complain they have dirty water about?
They have, yes.
No, I mean, at that time. I mean, that's horrible water. Everyone should have been complaining, I would think.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
nobody else called.
Nobody else called. I mean, how many people live in your house now?
The other people had to change out their pipe system because, as I said, manganese will coat. And if you get that high flow, like if the pumps turn on a high speed, like I don't have the flow meter that some people had to put in. So, like, when the force is strong, it's going to pick up all that manganese, and that's why I get that heavy flow in there. But the fact is, it's always present. But I think... to keep people from being in fear, if we just said, you know, flush, like, because I printed those out too. We put on Facebook. I know not everybody's about Facebook, but not everybody reads the Lewistown Chopper either, right? So some people saw it in this chopper, some people didn't, but we didn't put it on the Lewistown Happenings page. And we've also put boil orders on there. We've put a coliform EPA violation on there. So I just think as communication, it would be nice if we did multiple areas because then people can know, hey, all I gotta do is flush my water or get a filter, and it's not scary anymore.
We told them. This information's on the water bills.
Mm-hmm.
When the water bills go out, the information's written on there. They've been told.
One of the
worst things about Facebook, and you know as well as I do, and everybody in this room, about posting something. And of course, it's public knowledge, period. Yes, you're exactly right. It is public knowledge. But if you could do it without the feedback, because, I mean, my dog died from it, seriously. My dog died from it. My whatever died from it. No, I don't think so. And that's the kind of comments you get. And that scares people more than anything.
Yes.
I think though.
And that gets a little bit out of hand.
Like, I know Joe met his requirements for putting it out to the shopper. I feel like if we would have communicated just a little bit better, then people would have not been so upset. Or, like, because then they find out about it on my Facebook post, but which I thought everybody knew.
Why do people immediately get upset instead of picking up the telephone and calling me on the phone or calling anybody on the phone? Why do people bang on this keyboard?
No, I called multiple people. Yeah.
My phone never rang. Nobody ever said anything to me other than when I come to City Hall.
I seen on Facebook. I did post contact City Hall.
Yeah,
and talk to people that are in charge.
And when you were told this, you know, put a filtration system on, did that satisfy you? Apparently not. Here. What do you want us to do?
Because I wanted to make sure that we're looking into every option, because I didn't know that we had gone and looked at if we've surveyed new land for wells, where we can put the well in a different location. I don't know if we've done that. I don't know if we've priced the different filtration systems. There's osmosis, ion oxidation. You know, there's multiple ones. I don't know what we've priced and looked into.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know how far we've got. So that's why I'm here seeing where we're at, because if we can get it to be fixed for everybody instead of everybody having to worry about it individually, that would be awesome. If we can't, we can't. But I don't know where we're at.
I mean,
in a perfect world, I'd love to put a filter on and take every speck out of it. I'd love to.
And that's why I said we had engineers years ago look at a reverse osmosis system for the community itself, brought it into town, reverse osmosis, then go out of the community. But it's just not feasible. And that's why you see these little water stations with the reverse osmosis water. You know, you go buy it, and people putting them on themselves or filters on themselves. That's the only really feasible way at this point. There's
if we had
a community that was... money-wise to dip into people's pockets to pay for a system to take care of the
community. Already complaining about the water bill.
I'm tired of fear-based money spending.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. It's fear-based. We throw fear at the people, and then we tell them we got to do this to save you.
Though, that point three is lifetime exposure.
I don't believe that. Okay? Because we're all living, okay? This water system has been in.
It doesn't kill you. It causes, as I showed in that research, in children, they have motor skills and memory problems. It does not kill you.
I know a lot of kids that are smart. I know a lot of kids that aren't. I mean, I don't think the water's causing the difference. I don't think it is. I think it's environment. I mean, you think what you want. Today it's water. Tomorrow it may be the air. They'll throw something else at you.
That's how science works, though. They do more research to find out more information, and then we present it, and then they continue on with research with it. It's not like, you can't just put research in an article
I know. You trust all that, okay? I don't. I trust my common sense.
I have common sense as well, though. And I'm
okay,
not
well,
an idiot.
I don't trust all that. I just don't. And if the last couple years haven't shown you why I don't trust all that...
I don't trust the EPA, I don't trust the state, I don't trust the federal government, I don't trust anybody that's a politician or anything.
Well, they're governed by a lot of other things besides actual science, but that's not the point. The point is, City of Lewistown, there's never going to be a way financially. To burden the taxpayers, because I'm not going to pay it. I'll go fix it myself. I'll spend $100 or whatever, or a couple hundred bucks to do a filter and do that. But there's no way financially that this community at this time could put in a filtration system or a reverse osmosis to take care of it.
Would it do any good with the infrastructure?
Because nobody's going to pay it. If you would see how many people that actually don't even pay their water bill in the first place, and how much money we're behind on that. It's just as pure example is just recycling. People pay an $8 a month recycling. They chose to do it, but they don't even pay it. Okay? The same way with water. There's a lot of people that don't even pay their water bill, let alone if we tacked on another $30 a month or whatever just to pay for a reverse osmosis system. It's just not going to happen. But, yes, I agree. In fact, people should know, and it's public knowledge. They do know now.
Well, yeah, that's why, I mean...
But it's public knowledge, but they can help us by a little common sense and maybe trying to help take care of the situation themselves, too. You know what I mean? And because I'm sure, I mean, they're not going to want to be burdened with the money that we would have to charge to fix the system at this time. But we're still not lost, because with Evan working on what he, you know, taking advice from our administrator, the water administrator, taking advice from him and EPA on what to do to help maybe get the system back to what it should be. We've tried the route of doing new water wells.
We have 10. They're all the same.
They tried it in a new location. I mean, our survey.
We've tried two locations, okay? One location was to build a lake and do surface water. Okay, that was shot down. And first of all, we don't want that kind of water in the first place. We're using groundwater. We've been in the same spot since 1800s.
Yeah.
But if we move to another spot in that area, it's going to be the same thing. So they're telling us. But we've even drilled deeper. We drilled deeper. Now we're like 35, 40 feet. 45 at the most, maybe, is in Evan.
Yeah, I think a lot of them down to 40.
And we went down to, at one time, we went 65 feet. No, that's no good. But anyway, we are continually working on this stuff. That we understand that. We know that.
Water is the most important thing we have. It is the most important thing we have.
Well, we have a deep well.
Everybody's.
Sure.
But what you worry about and what I worry about are clearly two different things. We got to worry about 2,400 and some people. If they feel the same way you do, you know, take my job, somebody.
But truthfully, that's the answer.
I mean, I'm sorry. I just give you my opinion. I have nothing personal in this. When I moved here, I thought this water was filtered because it was so good. Until I got on this council, I didn't know it wasn't filtered. Because I lived in Smithfield, I know it was filtered. And we still get the rust. I never get the rust, so I thought, this is good water. It's got a good filter on it. But
it's good water. We can go over and above and inform people. Sorry, Doug.
No, that's okay. I'm just saying it's good water.
We can inform people more on some of this stuff. I mean, legally, we did everything.
Yes, we did. You met your requirements.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
But we can go overboard and inform people more, but because they may not have the knowledge that you do. And somebody else that has the knowledge on the water and that, or the chemicals and everything else of that, and it's going to scare them, okay, more than what they should be scared. But I don't see any problem with the fact that if we're working on the system and we're continually testing, continually trying to make it better, and if we can keep people informed that, hey, we 6 months from now, hey, we've stepped up the thing and let people know that things are looking better.
Which they are. They're down to 150, which is good.
But, I mean, it's going to be in the paper tomorrow, so they're going to know what I said.
Well, I just...
Which is fine. I don't care. I'll tell them face to face.
If we can keep people informed, I think that helps with your fear that you think I have.
But we're not going
to... But just enough to say, you know, this can be taken care of. It's not
something that... But if we keep them informed with, okay, hey, we got manganese at this rate, they don't understand what that means.
That's why I gave you guys at least the background of what manganese is, you know.
And that's why we put out notices. Well, it's like right now, we haven't flushed hydrants for years. And we're flushing them.
And we're going to stir them up.
And we're doing
it now.
They're
flushing them though, right?
Yes, but it's going to stir people up.
You've got all them years of that buildup in the system. It's going to take more than 3 years.
And you said there is a hydrant down by me that they can use now? Somewhere to flush mine as well.
There's one.
But nobody's not in unagreement with you. I mean, we're in agreement. I mean, you're just part of this community as anybody else. It's all us. I mean, we're all together on this thing. We all live here. We all drink the same water. We all breathe the same air and that. We understand that. But as a city council, sometimes we know a little bit more behind the scenes
which is why I was here.
It's being worked on, but it's hopefully it gets better. But like I said, if we're looking at doing it tomorrow, as far as a filtration system or roof, it's not going to happen.
No,
it's not going to happen. Truthfully, we can't afford it as a community. I mean, unless. Biden wants to give her grants.
She's working on grants, and
that's fine.
It just shows you they do selective enforcement, because I guarantee you there's other places that are.
Yeah.
Until they know that no one can get compliant with that.
Yeah, I know Morton is also, and, I mean, there's a few places around. I just didn't know where we were. You know.
We get mandated by things, mandated by the state government, federal government, mandated by things, but there's no money behind it. And it's like, really? Who's going to pay for it? I'm not going to pay for it. You're not going to pay for it, and nobody else in this room wants to pay for it. But if they want to help us out and give us some money to help us go, yeah, it's a different story. And we've gotten a lot of them grants over the years. I mean, there's been $400,000 grants for sewer system or water system that we can take care of. There's been 80-20 matches, which that we can usually take care of. But when we have to do the whole thing, we just can't do it. The last grant, big grant that I remember that we had was a water tower that we had to raise everybody's water bill in this community to pay for water tower. But if we didn't, we wouldn't have had any water. We wouldn't have had a community. So at least we have a community. At least we have our own water system. At least we're not dependent on American Water System or somebody like that. It's very rare that the community anymore has their own water system and actually takes care of their own water system.
And as an American, when they take over, don't the bills?
Sure, and that's why I said we got to look out for the taxpayer.
If you went with like Southern Water, you're going to pay the price because.
So you're not wrong.
You're going to pay the price to get it pumped up here and everything. And
I've heard from people that live in Cuba.
So I've always had like a little bit of brown water when I first turned it on. But
did you get a complaint other than your?
Yeah, there's been other people. Like, well, the hotel was one. I don't remember what year that was. Theirs was pretty similar to ours. And then our neighbors have also said that they've had issues where it comes slightly brown, but then it always ends up clearing up a little because, like, once it settles, you're in the flow is slow, and they put in flow meters. So once it's slow, you're not going to pick up it because most of it is precipitate form, which is awesome for us because then it will settle and you could. I mean, I know the filtration sounds like it's out of our budget, but. At some point, maybe if grants or something, like, it could be possible to use a filtration system that would work.
So I do want to be clear, though, with the funding. If we do get funding, it will need to pay first for the true infrastructure needs.
Yes.
To basically deliver the water, and then if what Evan needs done to keep the water going.
Yeah.
And then if there's,
yes.
You know, additional, then that is where we can look at.
You mean the first person I call City Hall, it says an alderman, if I got dirty water or a bad street or whatever, I'm going to call City Hall. I mean, the people need to call City Hall. They need to just need, and not Facebook, but call City Hall and talk to the people that. And if they don't get an answer from Cindy or the mayor or whoever, any of us, then talk to the people that, you know, for others that should have been here. Talk to them and
I got a question for that.
Sure.
I know you filled out and he's here to guide me. I'm also a licensed operator.
I know that.
I'd appreciate it. You know, like, not one person here has asked me a question yet. I mean, you keep saying he should have been here. I do the day-to-day stuff. So
okay.
So we're asking, I'll give you the best of my ability.
There you go.
Okay, you're right.
Nothing against anybody. I'm
no, I agree with you, Evan.
You know, you guys keep talking about him, but I'm here 365
What do you think? Tell us.
Year.
So what is your opinion?
Well, what did you want to ask him? You kept saying
in your opinion on this, where do you think we're at and where we should be?
I've done some operating changes on the wells. I've got the newest well, which pumps most water. I took some wells out of line. I did some sampling. I put the cleanest to the dirtiest on manganese. Unfortunately, there's only one well that is under 150. Yeah. So blending it. The lowest I can blend it, as we did our last manganese test, was 150 on March 22nd of 2022, which we got an excursion letter for, so that'd be another thing in the paper, I'm assuming, shortly. So I'm at the point now where, you know, we needed 7 wells. I mean, you've known that back in the day.
Sure.
You need wells.
Yes.
When you start taking that line, now my quantity is going down, but my quality is going up. So, I gave away quantity for quality right now. What do I do on, you know, FS's, pools? Well, then I'm taking away that quality and turning the other ones back on to get quantity. And then I'm back where we were at the beginning where we had a 300-something compared to a 150. And that's why I was looking through her sheets, if you guys noticed, when they did some sampling for 2006. I did notice a couple months, or years, I guess, that we had some older ones, like 2007, the pump house at the wells was a 69, which is well under, so I was surprised that we had that. I didn't see all this before, and then well 7, that's our cleanest well, which you can see they sample that every few years. It's something EPA does. They just did it again this year. I think it was one out too, so this is why I mentioned that they come down with this stuff. But one thing I was looking at is, you know, we did well 16. We had that installed, and it was at 190, so, you know, our best well was installed, and obviously we didn't know about them enforcing it then when we did it a few years ago, but, you know, we put a brand new well in line that's already above the MCL, so can I clean that one and get it back down to a 190? Sure, maybe, because we're at a, I think, a 340 on that last test, which was in the top, or maybe it was lower. So that's where I'm at on that. That's where I'm at the point where, and what do I give and take? And,
sure.
Like you guys talk, everything, you know, filters at houses, in town, I have ran tests. They got me to go and run some tests. And the tests come back really good in town. I went to Jessica's and ran some there. We had some, you know, it's under the MCL. It's just their test location is Tapo 1. Right when it leaves the well field, so I mean,
okay.
So once it gets to the customer, it's not.
It's out, that's and high. Then you run the water for at least 2 minutes, and then it's good. But it is high out. It was like a 360, and then it was down to 27. So if you flush it, you can't drink it.
The first initial start was high,
and apologize
for 15 seconds, and then it was.
Well, I apologize to you. I wasn't belittling you the fact that I know what you have. I was the reason I brought up Brothers the fact that he signs the paper. We pay him to sign the paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay. And you should have been here in defense too. That's all the point is. It's not against you at all. You know the system. You're there every day. And that, I'd rather, truthfully, I'd rather pay you to take care of it in the first place.
And that's who I've said since day one that I trust. So, that guy right there.
Yeah, I know.
His wife drinks it. His kids drink it. He drinks it.
I back him 100%.
But
so do I.
But we're paying him to put his name on it, and I just thought he should have been. That's the only reason I brought it up. Not anything against you whatsoever. I would trust you over.
You use the number 150 all the time, and what?
That's the state of Illinois MCL max container.
If we could get, if I understand it right, we're just
149.
If we get to 149, we'd be fine.
Yes.
If they can say that way, yes. He's done wonderful. That's why the agreement said basically
let him
do that, and then it
was still realistic. Still too much
for a little bit.
So ridiculous.
Yes. And then it just takes.
Yes.
I mean, if it stinks
in
like
town.
A dog,
well, that's standing water in the infrastructure.
But prior to me knowing, I would have just gone straight to the tap before flushing. So, like, not everybody knew that. But if you tell them, hey, just flush it, and then that would be, you know, one of the things that we could put out with part of the notice.
We're getting the overload of the bad stuff, because I'm not scientific, in standing water. When the water hasn't been used, as soon as you turn it on,
it's going to settle. Yep, and it's going to settle just at the end of your faucet. So as long as you don't have a high flow, which is what happened to me with the brown, then you can drink it if you flush it for just a little bit.
Where does the high number come from? Does it come from the well and it settles out as it stops, or does it come from the infrastructure that the water is contained in?
It comes from the well, and as it goes through, and what she's saying, it's settling out to the infrastructure, you know. So where, let's say someone has a leak, they get stirred up water, that's where they get the mixed iron.
Does it slow it down?
That,
iron pipe, everybody goes to the hardware store or farm gate when they put a standpoint. And they
just still have manganese, though, I mean.
And you just drive the pipe in the ground and you got water. And is it the type of infrastructure that the water's in, or is it actually, I mean, I know what the water's got in. But
it comes from the original wells and the original point of where your water
comes.
It just happens to settle.
What leaches into the ground, over, you know, it's just a natural mineral, and that's where, like I said, you know, I got, you know, stuff laid out that I showed you that one day where I was showing you this well and what was different in this.
Yep.
Confined area, so I did some research. I've been trying to find all the original well log drills so I can see all the different rock and sand layers on their depth, so I can see Is this why this well is better compared to this one? You know, is it black sand and this one large rock? Is this pea gravel?
Trying to know what kind of rock,
right? You know, or are you in the blue clay? That's what I'm trying to figure out now. But all I can look at that, I couldn't tell you what's better on that. I'm not a dirt expert.
Now this report here that I've got copies from 2019 to all the way back, I think, to 2006. Manganese, 2019, 150. And then over here on the sideline, it says this contaminant is not currently regulated by the U.S. EPA.
It's not the U.S.
However, it is. However, the state regulations, erosion of natural rock.
The U.S. EPA says 0.3, the Illinois EPA is 0.15. And it doesn't, I'm not saying that that's right, that's how Illinois has it set, and you can't, I mean, we have a violation, and now we're going to go to court for it, and I just,
I've been to court before, it's not a scary place.
Well, I know, but if we could avoid,
You want to worry about money.
No.
You don't want to worry about money with the water, but you want to worry about money with going to court.
If you get fined, who pays that, right? So if we could get enough people to support, I'd rather put my money towards the filtration and fix than fines from the EPA, I guess is all.
What did I just tell you about fear? You think I'm going to make a fear-based decision on the EPA? Come on.
I'm saying where I would rather my money go, and I don't know if you agree, but I'd rather my money go to fixing it than fines from the EPA because we didn't sign something that Evan was already doing.
You're going to go to fix everything the state tells you to fix. Get your wallet out.
Yeah, it don't work that way.
Get your wallet out.
We've argued with the state on many things.
This stuff of letting it be dictated what we do has got to stop. We have got to be in control of our own. Local control is the only way.
Which is, if that's how... This
look, you heard everything that Evan said. I said that we got to do this stuff. I get it. You don't want dirty water. I hated it. But I don't know what I can do to fix it.
Well, I understand, but when I finish my sentence, I'm saying if that's how you feel as a council, that's fine. I was just seeing where we're at and if we were working towards it, because I had never heard what we were doing, and I didn't know that we'd already looked at filtration. I didn't know if we surveyed land. That's why I'm asking.
So it's not coming out on... I heard you mention the hotel, because the hotel had dirty water, and they put it on Facebook. They told everybody about it, but did they tell anybody what the solution was?
Yeah. Well,
put a filter on. That's what I told them. And that's what they did. But did they go out and tell people, hey, we got to put a filter on because we have high water usage, we're pulling more water than everybody else, we're bringing more crud in? That's what it boils down to. And yours is a case of not having anybody in the house.
I have not told...
I know, I mean, but when you bought the house, wasn't it empty? Didn't it sit empty for a little bit, or only one person lived there?
Over 2 years.
But I mean, you used more water than the last guy.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, high water use, I'm sorry. It's probably coming from inside your system or maybe from right where it's connected at the main. I mean, there's got to be a buildup somewhere because of that. I don't know.
I'd like to ask a couple questions.
Sure. You want to state your name for the record, please?
Huh?
Will you state your name for the record, please?
Oh, Wendy Whitsett.
Thank you.
A couple things that I've heard. One, I feel like there's an assumption that the taxpayers won't pay for it. I don't recall being asked. And the last time I knew that we can vote on those things. And I also believe that we live in a community that could potentially earn money and raise money to address this problem. And we have young people. Our young people think very differently than our generation. We kind of listen to what people have told us. These kids are smart. They're concerned about their health. They eat chicken breasts. They don't eat meat on the bone. They live a very different lifestyle than our generation does. We aren't going to be here forever. We have young people coming up in our community, and I think it is important to address this. And I understand that you have probably looked into this, but this can be very serious in infants. And there is a lot of very undereducated people in our community that would not understand that the content of their water, because they're not going to go to the store and buy water, they're going to go to their faucet, they're going to fill up their bottle, and then they're going to put baby formula in it. And that manganese rip combined with the water and mixed with the formula has a similar effect as lead poisoning on infants. And these are the things that I don't know that it has affected me. I don't know that it has affected anybody in this room. But our problem hasn't improved. And my understanding is that it's potentially getting worse. But there's always a solution to the problem. And I don't think that we can just assume that nobody wants to fix it or to pay for it without asking people that question. And I do believe, I mean, they fixed the water in Flint somehow. There has to be some type of funding available. There are other avenues that we can explore, and maybe we can get a better water system. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I don't think that it's right to just assume we've done everything that we can and that we should ignore it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody said that.
No, I gave you my personal opinion.
Well,
I'm not afraid of it. I'm telling you, we're doing all we can. Yeah. It would be wonderful to put a filter in to take this out,
but Doug,
I don't think we should all pay for it.
I don't think that you can say that you've done everything you can if you think it's just fear-based.
What can we do?
Well, I don't know. That's the question. There's an answer to the question, but you can't just look at it from a surface level and assume there's nothing out there anymore. There's all kinds of Clean Water Act now that may not have been there in 2016 and certainly wasn't there in the 1800s. I don't know what there is, but I think that there is an opportunity for us to investigate this a little bit better and a little bit deeper than maybe we've been able to do to this point. I don't have the answers, but I think that we have a community that's very, very giving, and they do the right thing most of the time. And we did pay for the water tower. I pay plenty of taxes myself, and I don't want to pay anymore, but I pay them every year. Because that's what I have to do to live in my community. Clean water is super important. What if this problem gets worse over the next 10 years?
Then we'll deal with it.
How are you going to deal with it then that's different than now?
I don't know.
And exactly my point. And so I think that there is this assumption that we can't do anything, that we've done everything that we've done.
I'm going to tell you, when I took over this job as mayor, I added a couple committees. One was a citizens committee, and I put Amanda Smith in charge of it. One was a Christmas committee, and I put Kenny Hickey in charge of it. Would you like to be in charge of a committee to figure out what to do?
I would be happy to be involved in that.
I'll find an answer and bring it to us.
I really do think that we can.
Because you talk about people getting involved. Yeah, they do. We all get involved. That's why we're sitting here.
Sure.
And when I go to these meetings, it's always the same people getting involved.
The silent
majority, I do not think, wants to pay anymore for all this stuff.
No.
And if I'm wrong,
anybody wants to pay more.
So you want to force them to?
No.
Okay, well then.
That's
where we're at.
No, that is not it. I think people want safe drinking water.
I think they have it. I know they have
it. I love Lewiston water. I've made fun of people for years for drinking out of bottles.
I've got water in my kitchen sink
that I drink. I don't buy bottled water personally unless I'm out and not at home. But I do think that there are some dangers to this, and I do think that we could have been better informed about it. But at the same time, I don't think that we should just put it on the table. We've done everything that we can, and there's nothing more that we can do.
We have never said that.
We have never said there's nothing more to do.
We've
done everything we can. We're waiting.
We said we're working on it.
We're waiting.
We're working on everything we can do at this time. And it's not saying that one of these days we won't have a reverse osmosis system, you know, which is the only way it's going to cure it.
So,
but right now, there's no funding for it.
We get the quote on the system and perhaps start fundraising to pay for it?
You can't fundraise. If the citizens want to fundraise for it, that'd be perfectly
fine. Start a fundraiser.
That's what I'm talking about. But we need to let people know that there is an answer. This is what the answer is. This is what it costs, and then we can go from there.
Sure.
But I do think that there is opportunity, and there's always these crazy wild people that just have money coming out their ears that like to give money to good causes, and maybe we'll be lucky enough to find one of those. I don't know.
If we could do it on our own, but what it starts out with, right off the top, we pay 13% to an engineer. I don't care what engineer it is, it's going to be 13% just for them to tell us that we need a reverse osmosis system because we're governed by the state of Illinois and taxpayers' money. So we have to tell them how we're going to spend it. So we're going to have to have an engineer come in and tell us, yeah, you can put in reverse osmosis and all that. So that's going to cost us 13% for them to work on. So there's 13% right there. And that's not counting.
Is that through the EPA?
It doesn't matter on EPA.
Well, I know, they work with
but
you.
We still got to have an engineer.
That's what I was asking. I didn't know if they, because when they say that they, like, if we would have signed or gone further, they work with you and, like, have grants and.
Sure, they'll work with us on that part, but we still have to pay an engineer to come in.
That's what I was asking. I'm just clarifying because I didn't know if they provided it.
It's 13% minimum. Every engineer we hire is 13% minimum. A lot of people don't know that. They may say, well, it's only 5%. No, it's not. It's 13% minimum. Maybe more than that. So that's the first step. I mean, that's money out of the pocket just to say, yeah, you can put in reverse osmosis. And then we get a price on it. That I have no problem with that. That's fine if this community wants to back that to do it and the citizens want to pay for it. That's the greatest thing in the world. I mean, that only brings more people to this community.
That's right.
Because we have a cleaner water system than what we already have, which I still drink the water. But that's beside the point. But it needs to, that's where it needs to come from. Because at this time, I don't, unless there's grant money out there, there's no way that we can borrow and pass it on to the people.
No, I understand that we don't have a wealthy community.
Yeah.
I've lived here for
I know.
Months. But I do think that there is an opportunity here. And we want to pay it forward, I guess, is what I'm saying. We want to make sure that our grandkids are safe and their kids are safe when they start having families. And it's worse than it was, and it could continue to get worse, which could cost more. Everything goes up in price, right? It could cost us X amount today,
sure.
But in 5 or 10 years, it could cost us another third of what it would cost today. So I just think that it's something that is worth looking into and potentially looking for another resolution to the problem. And I'm not blaming that the city hasn't done anything. That's not where I'm coming from. I just think that we have an opportunity and we have a community to in the decisions. That's all I'm telling you.
And that's what we do every day. I mean, we are the community. I mean, we're the community just the same as anybody else. We all believe we want clean water. We want to flush our toilets and the dirt goes down and everything else, you know. And so, yeah, we understand. And there's nobody, I don't think, on this council that doesn't understand what we're going through, where we're at, and what we need to do. But, yeah, just leave it at that.
Do you have those numbers in the past, like what the approximate price would be for the filtration so that we know, I mean, if it's even plausible to raise that much?
I have no idea.
Because I don't know when they did it or how long ago it was or if anybody here would.
You can get those for your home, too.
It'll be obsolete by now.
You can get them for your home.
Yeah. I mean, this
do you know, Evan, any estimate?
This has been years ago. This has been when they put them.
Do you think it was over $1 million or like $250,000? You know, that's a big difference.
And not only that, reverse osmosis, we have to pump more water to supply the community because I think it's twice as much.
The brine water has to backwash the filters, and that's what
so
allows
takes,
the whole system to work. So you're producing half as much water as you're pumping out of the ground.
I mean, Evan probably knows.
It takes a lot more water, I know that much.
It all depends on
there's
the
three types of filters.
So we're going to use twice as much water.
Yeah.
But where we run
so,
into
so then we'll have all the...
To
run out of water,
down
people come
well side. Everybody knows if you backwash
too much water,
it's
too much
waste.
Right.
Now you have to run that to your waste treatment plant, where then you would more than likely, I would assume, probably have to have that engineer to see if it can handle the capacity that you're going to be delivering extra to it per day. So you'd have to run, you know, some type of lift station, I would assume, down at the well site. Or you'd have to get it all reversed completely around like you guys tried in the 90s and, you know, have finished water, raw water coming in with finished water, and you'd do something there and you'd have a shorter distance. But either way, you're running lines and plumbing and easements.
And then that water will run through the same iron lines that have been clogged for, you know, years.
And maybe there's a better solution than reverse osmosis.
I mean, I don't think that's... No, it's the most expensive way to go. And plus, like I said, the downfall is it takes twice as much water.
That's never good.
We don't have that.
But even like you said, with filters, you got to do something with the wastewater.
Yeah.
We're not going to pump wastewater clear up to our treatment plant. That would cost millions of dollars to get a line, easements, and engineering to get a line up to our wastewater.
Oh, I see.
And then what do you do if there's a drought?
Yeah.
So would it be possible to put out, I mean, I know we already have to do the, where we say in the newspaper that this is their levels and don't give it to babies, et cetera. But is there a way to say, so that people aren't here and are just on Facebook to say, hey, by the way, if you flush it for this, you're good. You know, we showed the numbers. It was a 360. It went down to a 25. Like, if we could just, I don't know how you want to put that out.
From a liability perspective, is that not a thing? We're not going to guarantee anybody's rates are going to decrease over a period
of
time for water lines. There's no way we could do that. Unless Evan went around and tested everybody for a month straight every day and found that the routine trend was absolutely consistent. There's no way we could guarantee that.
Can't guarantee anything.
Nope.
Well, that's why I was asking. I didn't know if there was a way to
the best thing is to encourage people to do the filters, to do the reverse osmosis.
Is that okay to
do in their own
houses? Put a filtration system in?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, that's the cheapest, most economical that would ease your mind. And
Evan, have you ever tested the water after it's been through a 3 or 5 stage RO system for residential use?
No, I just did places that was non-filtered so I can get an accurate read off of it.
Is that something that's pretty easy to do if I brought you a jar of water out of my RO system?
I'd have to do it there because there's a time span between it.
Down to my
house, you got to do it easily. You know, plastic and glass plays a big factor like you for...
Which would be awesome. Show people it. I mean, there's no beer.
It's only a, you know, 5-minute test.
I just let it... Anything that's put out there is going to be fair.
On Amazon.
Yeah. But it's up to you to change filters under time.
Every 6 months.
Change your filters. There's steps you got to take to do it. And, you know, people got to be responsible. You can't just put the system in and 3 years later you go, oh, my filters.
I would make a statement. You know, I do have a background in public health, so I have some skin in the game. And it kind of reminds me of radon. You know, we know that radon is extremely high in Fulton County. Manganese is probably extremely high in Fulton County. I doubt probably many residents here, you know, have their, we sell houses, but we don't always mitigate. It's the owner's responsibility to mitigate their home, just kind of similar to a water filter. And so kind of, it poses a risk. I mean, there's a risk with everything, right? I mean,
life's a risk.
The air you breathe is a risk. That's right. But it's just, you know, so kind of thinking about it like that, you know, and kind of taking ownership and what we can do. And it's similar, like if you're concerned about radon in your basement, then you're probably going to pay to have mitigation system put in. If there's concerns about water, you know, having a filtration system. And that's kind of where we talk about with the grant, where the dollars would first go to the infrastructure, and then if there's money left over, we would love to do a filtration system that would serve the whole community. But, I mean, what did we say? Pipes are... I mean, we're pushing 100-plus years past their life of service.
We've got to get them.
We're lucky. I mean, I think at this point, we're lucky that we have water that's readily available. And so that has to be the first priority, is that we have to make sure our pipes are working and running.
Sure.
And then hopefully we can have that funding to put in the filtration.
Yeah, hopefully there's funding out there that you could help these people that do want to put a filter in and help them put a filter in. That's probably the
biggest. And that would probably be the best route
to
go as well. I'm good with it.
If they're $200, then you know maybe there's a grant or maybe there's money out there that can help people through the health department or.
Yeah, and that's a great opportunity. And there's just, I think about with Freedom, there are grants out there if you want to get your basement mitigated because you know there's a high level of radon, you're responsible for that, but there is solutions out there to help individuals fund that. So maybe we could come up with some funding to look to purchase in-home filtration systems for members in the community who can't afford them.
But we are working on it, so.
Which is fine. I just didn't know. I had no idea where we stood. And yeah. I appreciate everybody taking the time to explain it better to me.
So.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In closing, I just want to say we have wonderful water. It's safe. It's good. And yes, sir.
Guys, Mr. Combs, how much did you pay for your system for your house? How much did the
one I have in my house in town was the 3-stage. And I paid $200 on it. I think it was $187 on Amazon. The filters were about $60 for 12 months supply, so two sets. The one I put in my new house is a 5-stage, which I can't detect the difference. And my little total dissolved solids meter is the same on both of them. It was $300, and the filters are the same.
So cheap.
Very, very inexpensive.
Yeah. How long will it last?
6 months, the filters.
I mean, how long will your system last?
As long as they make the filters for it. There's no consumable in the system itself. It's just the filtration cartridges themselves that have to be replaced. There's inline. But I run it through my... The place I detect the most benefit from it is I run it through into my ice maker, my freezer. Mm-hmm. My ice cubes used to be kind of milky white color. Now they're crystal clear. I look like I have a high-end bar at my house when I use it. Yeah.
And do you know if it takes out the manganese?
I have no idea. That's why I want to have Evan come out and test. I'd be really curious.
But I don't know.
Consider this. So yeah. I live on Milton, and we just ran that 4-inch main,
2010.
Yeah. So not even 15 years ago, we ran that. And then when I built the house in 18, That whole line coming off that brand new line or relatively brand new line is all brand new as well. So I don't have the same, you know, plumbing infrastructure that a lot of people do. I have pretty much all brand new stuff for a good, I'd say, 2 miles before it ever gets to me. So that may make a big difference too, and that'd be better.
I feel the same way where I'm at. Like, I'm at the end of the line.
Yeah.
I doubt that my concentration is very high
where
I live. But they're right at the beginning of the line.
Right.
Which is vastly different.
And maybe when we do look at grants for filtration systems, those are the people we focus on first. You know, and your filters may not last 6 months because of that. But
and that's fair.
But
that's already a resolution that we didn't have when we started the conversation tonight. And
I'm not technically supposed to offer things, because I'm just the legal counsel.
Yes, I understand that.
All right. Fair enough. I apologize.
And you're doing that quite well.
Okay. Moving on. Clifton Larson Island Annual Agreement. That's a yearly thing with the accountants, right?
Yes, with the accountants. As you can tell, I had Doug go ahead and sign it, but then I was supposed to have it before the council for you guys to vote on it, too. So, our yearly agreement. Becca's back there to help us with that she's been helping me with the budget. And like I've said before, she's gradually coming less and less. So... just have to vote on it so we can keep them another year.
I make a motion we pass it.
Second.
All right. Motion by Sally, second by Jim. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, moving on. Seal coat bid from IRC for oil and chip. Everyone get a chance to look at that. questions for Evan?
I attached the letter from George Merkel in there for you guys to read on his opinion, which he said he really didn't. He didn't know. You guys just have to decide. Everything's up high, a lot higher than what they expected it to be. So,
and higher.
17.1% over the engineer's estimate. So,
I should drop the engineering fee.
Exactly.
No, that was his estimate of what it was going to cost.
13-14% 13,000. Help us out.
I don't know if you want to throw anything in, Evan.
As far as I know, we usually try to measure the same amount since the price is always close, but obviously, as of this year, you know, the increase on everything went up. I don't know if you incorporated, but I think Brock, he estimated it at 100, you know, it went up to 119, I believe, on the machine. So that was the biggest increase where, you know, the oil went up, you know, 75 cents, I believe, from what he estimated. So it went up pretty dramatic to the same, you know, cubic feet that usually we average for the city to do all the shit. Like he said, you know, if you wait another year, what's it going to be? Or
sure, it's probably something we need to lock in and get it now instead of waiting until later.
And this is all, the money's in motor fuel tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all been approved by the state? Or did,
yeah, well, this extra $13,000, you have to do some type of resolution.
Yeah, we'll have to do, since this is over
right.
the estimate, we'll have to do another resolution. But
so
we have to get the okay first from you guys to go forward.
Okay.
I'm going to motion to go forward.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve this. Did you get it? Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Wake up.
Kinda.
Tim Pascal.
Aye.
John Long. Or John Long.
John Long.
Uh-oh. It's been a long, night already. I was typing Jim Long when I said it. I can't type and talk.
Yeah, the lower basement.
All right. We're moving on. We're going to discuss the draft of the budget. Hold on. Floor is yours.
So... Cindy, did you send out the Excel file or paper?
I sent them out the Excel file.
Okay. So on the ordinance, on the second page, there was a formula that had gotten deleted. So it changes what you see on the ordinance, but the tabs in the file are all accurate.
I didn't send them the ordinance at all.
Okay. So those files are accurate. There is a draft ordinance that there was a formula missing that would affect the ordinance, but I've corrected that. Overall, the city has a surplus of $134,261 based on that budget. There is an increase in your general fund revenues of 16.5% or over $140,000. And those figures are based on... Illinois Municipal League puts out an estimate of revenues, so we go through line by line and look at those and fees that are coming in from the state, and then we also update based on the history of what's coming in as far as from the county and residents for other fees that they're paying. We do have a decrease in expenses for general fund of almost 9%. Due to we don't have a capital purchase planned in streets. We moved a part-time person that was in general fund this year to wastewater. We have, unfortunately, the expected decrease in wages for the number of police officers that are patrolling in town, and then a decrease in health insurance costs based on an employee no longer electing insurance.
So for your general fund overall, again, $226,000, surplus for general fund. The water, increased revenues, of $60,000 based on, the revenues that are coming in. There is a, operations and maintenance fee increase that's in your ordinance already, to cover those costs for usage. So there's a $60,000 increase in revenues, and because the completion of the water main or water meter replacement is done, we expect a decrease in expenses of at least $25,000, potentially more depending on timing of things. Wastewater revenues increase approximately $24,000, and then since we moved a part-time person into wastewater, we do have an increase in expenses of $25,000, but overall surplus in that fund of $573. The police fines revenues, there has been an increase in police fines, so there's an increase in revenue there. And then their spending is staying the same. We did not get in the police vehicle yet that we thought we were going to, so we'll have those expenses hit next fiscal year. And they do have nearly $40,000 in the bank to cover that. So that's not a major concern. Your Social Security expenses or revenues will stay the same, and expenses to decrease probably slightly based on those decrease in wages. IMRF expenses to decrease, and your revenues again stay the same. Those are both levied funds. So all of your revenue from them comes in from your property taxes, and the property tax levy for this year stayed the same as it was last year. MFT revenues, this is probably where we're going to see like the most variation. There is discussion right now in one of the, I'm not sure which one of the branches of the Illinois government to decrease state motor fuel tax temporarily while we're dealing with the exorbitant gas prices. So we could see a decrease in revenues there from what we've already expected.
Would that start in June?
I'm not sure when. Did they go through with it?
I think it was June until last year, where they're discussing it.
They're discussing it.
I think that was the time frame, but I'm not sure.
So whenever they pass it, whatever effective date they pick, we don't see that decrease for 2 to 3 months based on when they collect it, when they do their evaluation of the monies that comes in, and then when they pay us. There's a long time frame. We have that gap anytime the state gets involved with collecting our money. But we do have some reserves built up, and we'd like to spend those on some repairs that the engineers have already worked up those estimates and gotten them approved through IDOT. Your TIF is set to expire in the next 5 years, so there is a surplus built up in there, and it needs to start getting spent based on new TIF agreements that are potentially out there, current ones that have obligations that need to be met. So there is a deficit in your TIF fund. Almost $25,000. And that's just based on estimates from Steve Klein and his group. And then the biggest percentage change, your tourism fund last year is where all of those projects in your park, the Christmas, the Halloween, and all of those things that were added this last year, they brought in significantly higher than expected revenues, and those programs worked well, so the mayor indicated we were going to continue those, and so we budgeted those revenues, and with that comes then increased expenses. So there is a small deficit because of the replacement of the shed and the electrical that has to do with that. So it's a one-time purchase that won't be repeated, but overall it looks better. And then, of course, your recycling revenues and expenses, there is a deficit there based on the current amounts. When we get updated contracts, if we get them soon, we can update them for the official budget in 2 weeks. Otherwise, if it's necessary, we can file a budget amendment for those. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions?
I explained it very well. Thank you.
Cool.
So we're doing it the way we're supposed to. Present at one meeting, and then it'll actually, we'll have, it's going to be in the paper for the public to see that we'll have our hearing at 6 o'clock of the next meeting, and then you guys will vote on it at the next meeting.
Okay. Has it been done that way in the past, or no?
No.
No, it hasn't.
It's supposed to be that
way. But now it's being done that way.
Okay. Yeah. Not for years.
Okay.
Does this include everything? Is there raises or anything included in that?
So the only wage raises were for the police officers. Everyone else stayed the same. That was based on a request by Chief Worland.
There's some of them coming up in 1/1/23, though.
Minimum wage.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Minimum wage.
So there's 4 months of that for, I believe it's three people, maybe four.
Yeah. It depends. But guaranteed, yeah, two employees.
Is there a reason we're not doing raises for
employees? I didn't feel comfortable giving raises when the situation, the way it looks to me, is in town is not very good for anyone. I didn't see giving everyone raises. I think we should freeze pay and hold, see what tomorrow brings. But that's my opinion. If you guys disagree,
I disagree.
We can add it.
I think with the everything costs more insurance, everything else. I just think it's I think it's kind of slapping the face for the employee who wants to get a raise, at least cost of living or something. If we can't afford our employees, and let's shut the town down. They're our best. They're what we got to keep our community going and doing all these programs and all this stuff. I just think it's insulting to give a raise to an employee.
What would that be?
5.6, I think.
5.9% was the Social Security's published cost of living adjustment this year.
5%. Is there sure the insurance rates or anything like that gone up? Or?
No. I haven't seen if there's been an increase in the premiums, but their percentage has not changed.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we've never not given a raise. I don't know, maybe we have.
When was the last time we gave them a raise?
Last fiscal year.
Last fiscal year, okay.
I mean, the minimum wage people, the part-time people are going to get a raise just because of the minimum wage law. I think for our full-time employees, I like seeing it something.
What would 5%? Do we have the money?
Becca, what would 5% cost across the board? Just a guess for now.
Yeah, there's a lot of different rates.
No, I know. I thought you could. You guys, listen, the way I look at this, you guys make the decisions. I'm a voice representing the people. That's how I look at it. If you guys vote to do it, that's fine with me. I'm just saying what I think the people think right now in this climate. Well, I may be wrong.
I think all the people expect to get a raise at their jobs too. So,
I've foregone raises in the past working for the county when things weren't good.
Yeah, I've foregone a lot of raises.
Yeah, me too. Even at the bank.
Right.
Right. And not like we got an excess of money. That's why I asked.
No, if we.
Well, we got people that's doing.
These employees are wonderful. Don't take anything away from them. I didn't set their salaries.
We got guys that are doing the work of six men.
Agreed.
But you can't do one without doing them all.
And I understand the police. Unless you're willing to pay, you're not going to get any police.
No.
Money's not the issue in policing. You pay more money, you'll get guys that work full-time cops. They'll come here and take your money, and that's what they're doing it for. They're doing it for money. I don't want cops doing it for money. I want cops doing it because they want to help people. They want to do the job.
Yeah.
because he'll do it right.
Right. That's what I
want. Coming left. Well, never stayed.
But that's why. That's why
that's not what the new generation's about.
I know. No,
it's
I know.
Money.
I know.
Volunteerism's down. All that stuff.
I know
down.
It is.
You might can argue about all that stuff.
I know it is.
Bottom line is,
these young kids aren't going to know how we feel if we don't tell them. So I tell them.
So, there we go.
I'm Taylor Colton. A little bit. See what happens. There's going to be big changes down the road. We have to, we can.
How many meetings do we have before the 26th?
That's
the next one. All right. So we don't have to do anything tonight.
Why don't we just table
it? Well, we can't just table it. I mean, because Becca's got to know what to put in her thing before next meeting. We can't just wait till next meeting and then throw it at her.
Okay. 5% would be roughly between $30,000 and $35,000
yearly.
Mm-hmm. It's another employee.
Yeah. I don't like being in that position. Or this position.
That's why I appointed you.
Yeah.
Gotta make the hard decisions.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even saying it has to be 5%.
If we had a boatload of money, give them a raise. If we knew what the future was going to bring, I'd give them a raise.
The employees I talk to, they see both sides of it. Either that or just tell me what I want to hear. I mean, they understand the city only has so much money, but they also understand they got to feed their families. Yep. Costs have went up tremendously. I get it.
I've worked out where we didn't get a raise for 10 years.
I know. Hey, these decisions aren't easy, but they're ours to make. They're ours to make.
That's
not an answer. I know it's not. Well, not an answer either.
No. I know it. Mr. Miller?
I mean, can we say, we give everybody a week, go through this thing, think about it, and tell me in a week what the, and then I can figure out what the consensus is going to be of the board. So,
how much, what time, I mean, is there enough time to do another meeting?
We can have another meeting.
Well, we can do
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You'd have to have
we can do that.
Meeting.
Like a budget meeting.
We can do that.
You'd have
that's
a budget
not a problem
meeting
either.
Just on salaries. Just on salaries.
Well, then let's have a meeting in a week.
But do we have time to do that before?
So you need to have this published 10 days before the vote.
Okay, that's what I want to find out.
Which we're fastly approaching.
It's 2 days from now.
We'd have to do this right quick.
2 days from now, folks. So.
2 days from now.
Yeah.
So, it's up to you guys. If you want more time to think about it, we can have another meeting tomorrow.
I mean, personally, I think just hold on to raises this year.
Yeah.
We did give them out last year, and probably last year was kind of a fine line. But we are starting to come back. And I think hopefully next year a lot of things will come back.
Well, I've said more than once that we've got some guys that aren't getting paid near enough. But
well, I mean, truthfully, there's some. Never mind.
Easy.
I know.
Evan's sitting right there.
I'm already on his list.
Okay.
But I'm just one council member, so I would say if you're really interested in doing it, then you just have another meeting and just a budget meeting. Just have as a committee meeting.
You'd have to do it tomorrow.
Talk about wages. So
you can have to do it tomorrow.
I don't put this in the paper.
You have to put a notice that you're going to have the
hearing. Right. My notice is already, I already sent it to the paper.
Okay.
For the notice.
Yeah,
and it just
but
says
we can't
that
have a
I
meeting
have
tomorrow
it
because we don't have enough time
for,
it don't have to be 3 days.
24 hours.
She's saying it doesn't have to publish the numbers in the paper though, so you guys could change the numbers in theory.
Oh,
right.
I got it. So it just says in the paper, come and look if you're interested
yes.
and want to see. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
That gives you a little more cushion.
I got you. So
we can still make changes at the second meeting if you decide you've looked through it more thoroughly and mm-hmm. find something you want to change then. But it's been available for public inspection and public comment at, prior to the next council meeting.
Correct.
But is anybody going to change their minds overnight?
I don't know.
Or are we just afraid to say anything?
Well,
out loud?
I mean, it's, if it's 5% is 30,000, it's like where we take 30,000 from. Yeah. We got to take it from somewhere, and we would just do away with something else.
Right.
Main employee, we have
half of you, he's probably like 14,000. 1% 7,000.
I would love to give him $30,000 worth of raises, but.
And then make it too, just like John said, it doesn't have to be
10%.
If you got a proposal, make a proposal. I mean,
now would be the time to do it if we're going to.
Yes. Well, I mean, now is the time to do it. Becca's got
to
do her work.
Have to do it tomorrow.
If you're going to do 2%, are they going to think we'll eat a bunch of cheapness?
I mean, we're already discussing it. We can actually do it now. So, I mean, if you want to change.
Yes. That's great.
It would be a token that it'd be a raise.
Yeah. So how much did COLA go up last year?
I think it was like 1.6 last year.
And the year before that?
I think it was actually nothing. Hold on. I've got the site marked.
There was a couple of years there where it was little or nothing. You guys may be somewhat ahead of the game anyway, so you may have insulated that big 6% jump that we saw this year. So if you want to stay on track with that, which, you know, to be completely objective, that's the easiest thing to do. So Social Security said we're going to raise everybody. That's what, because it's an adjustment for cost of living, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's what we're going to raise everybody. If you keep on track, that's great. If you don't keep on track, it keeps climbing. You're still down here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I feel like if we're ahead of the game based on the raises that we've issued last fiscal year when it was 1.3 and I think we did raises the year before when it was zero as well, at least in some of them.
It was 1.6 in 2020. In 2020, I believe there was a 2.5% raise, and then last year it was a dollar across the board.
Which is, how many of them are, Evan, how many of your guys are over 20 bucks an hour right now?
30.
How many under?
One.
More than one.
Well, the part-time. I think you're asking full-time.
Full-time. Yeah, mainly.
Full-time.
There's three of you guys over 20.
Well, I think my guys, well, there would be two under and then, I guess, four above for city, hall, and the public works.
What I'm getting at is you guys have been over COLA the last couple of times you've done the races. So if you want to take the difference and add that too to get them up to what COLA should be now, That may be the fair way to do it. I'm just suggesting that as an alternative to the full 5.9% or some denomination of it.
It may be worthwhile to do something arbitrary like the COLA this year and then a wage study potentially that maybe compares the wages for other municipalities that have a similar size and functionality to find what a base rate and then some kind of table that says after you've been here so many years, you'll get this raise, and then going forward, we do these annually.
Yeah.
So you've got like a table and a metric set up that you can follow versus just, you know, deciding 1 year
which one you're doing. I think that study's out there. Does the Illinois Municipal League put a study out of communities various sizes on what wages?
So it's, I thought they did one. But you run into issues, like if you compared what's going on here with what's going on in Canton,
sure.
They have unions in place and a significantly larger workforce that their hands are tied.
Sure, yeah.
They don't have that kind of a choice versus you've got a small handful of employees that it might be worth calling.
We'd be more aligned with Petersburg.
Petersburg, and calling them and say, hey, we just want to like know if we're in line with where you guys are and a similar demographic area.
Sure.
And I guess I'm just going to throw my two cents in. You know, we have a couple employees that are just at 15:35, and they've been here for a while. They're concerned because of the minimum wage keeps going up so much, and they feel like they're going to be at minimum wage after they've worked here for 8-9 years.
Kind of making the same money they are.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have to hear it all the time. So I just want to throw it in.
That's true too.
I understand. You may not be on both sides of the fence. And mm-hmm.
See why I don't make these decisions by myself?
Because that way we can't point at you and say it was your idea.
Right. I mean, you know, yeah, I could have told her a number and we could, but yeah. I just.
I know.
Well, stuff we need to talk about.
2%? Well, was it, you said a 1.9? Last year?
So this year is 5.9, last year was 1.3, and the year before was 1.6.
Oh, so 5.9 is COLA this year?
Correct.
I gotcha.
All right. So if we went like 2%, we'd probably still be on track then at this point.
That's what Beck would obviously, she's the numbers girl, but I mean, you'd be able to figure that out based upon the dollar an hour raise plus the percentage raise that we did before, kind of where we're tracking with COLA right now.
You'd have to pick a point in time to go with your base rate.
Yeah.
You could say pick minimum wage, what it was in 2020, and then apply that and see where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm thinking you're on track, John. I think it probably is. To track with those trends, I think we're probably looking at 3.5%, somewhere in that neighborhood.
That's better than nothing. I'm just going to figure out what, mid-20s? You said 30.
Probably 14-ish.
So I had a second to figure out exactly what the wages.
Are you kidding me? Well, you're way too
good. So about
it'd take me 3 days.
15,000 would be a 3% raise.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
I said
it. What was the motion?
3%.
3%.
There's no need for a motion. This is just discussion.
This is just discussion.
That's my opinion. That, 3%.
3%
is not bad. Everybody okay with 3%?
I believe they deserve it.
No,
I'm not saying.
You don't want me to tell you what they deserve. They deserve a bunch.
They
but,
deserve 20%.
Yes.
What the work they're doing.
Yes. I mean, it's not about that to me. I'm just.
It's not about the work effort, it's about whether we can afford it.
I know it.
It's not my checkbook, it's ours.
I understand.
I'm very proud of our employees. I think they do.
Oh, I am too.
A fantastic job.
I am too.
Yeah. I mean,
yep.
Make us all look good.
No doubt.
We're fortunate.
No, I'm never mind.
Because they're so dedicated.
So, okay. That seems like the
and
consensus.
And that was just for full time, correct?
Yes.
You okay with that, Kim? Kim, you okay with that? 3%. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll approve the draft then. We don't even have to do that? Nope, we're just...
Nope, just discuss it.
Yep.
All right, so we're good on that. Nobody else has any questions? Thank you, John, for bringing that up. Glad somebody did. Oh, thank you. That's why we should be talking about it. Because I was going to bring it up, but since you did, it was good. All right. We don't have anything else. Everybody look at the bills. We got any questions? If not, need a motion to approve the bills. Motion by John, second by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Passel?
Aye.
John Spotlock?
Aye.
Can I get the names right this time?
All right. Motion carries. Anything else we need to talk about? If not?
Yeah. Move to adjourn.
Meeting adjourned. Thanks for coming, everyone. Appreciate it.
No, we have to sign something.
I have to go
what?
Print out
don't
something.
Leave until you sign
I'm not leaving until I look at all these bills.